There's been ups and downs since training camp. Today, we did some good, we did some bad. So we just have to build on the good every day and go back and look at the film of what we messed up and try to improve on it next time. The passing lanes are a little unrealistic with those guys sitting right there. Usually, they're not there. So a few batted balls. You know, it's frustrating offensively because, you know, probably not going to happen in a game. But it's got to battle through it and you know, we're going to the right guy. We're going to the right spot. It's just we're getting tipped here and there. A couple of bad decisions. But like I said, it's camp. You just got to keep working on the things that you're struggling with and keep building on the good things. I'll just get in and out of the huddle. You know, make sure everyone has their assignment down and just run the plays how they're drawn up. It'd be good to get out there with this group and hear the calls on my helmet and just go through the process. I think we were pleased. I think everyone's pleased with him. He's getting a few more opportunities with Brandon taking days off and Alshon taking a few here and there. So we've been throwing him in there quite a bit, and he's taking advantage of every opportunity. Caught a big ball today. He's in the right spots. He's blocking well. I think he's doing really well on special teams for Jody. So, you know, that's what you like to see when a guy gets a chance like that to step in with the first unit. They go ahead and take advantage of it, and that's what he's doing. No, it's like a game. That's how it's going to be sometimes. It's not always nice and easy how you draw it up. Sometimes you're going to face some adversity. Sometimes you're going to have some batted balls. You're going to jump off sides. You're going to make a bad throw, and you got to rebound the next play, and that's the type of situations they try to put us in. Every offense is different. He still has some limitations on what we can do audible-wise and those type of things. Whatever it takes to get us in the best play, that's his thing. So if we're in a bad play and we get to a better play, that's all for the better of the team. That's how it is. Some years I've had the same five from first day of training camp till the end of the season. Sometimes it's a complete shuffle each week. So with Bushrod going down with the calf, he's given some other guys some opportunity to get in there and show us what they have and mesh with those guys. So I'm not worried about it. We'll get it hammered down by that fourth preseason game. We're getting more and more comfortable with each other, trusting each other more and more. We're in close quarters right now. See him every day, talk to him every day. So it's going well. It's one of those things that it's an evolving process each and every day of just learning about each other and what he likes and what I like and dislike. But you know, there's been no real serious bumps in the roads yet. Yeah, we got a better squad on offense. I thought Phil did a great job of improving the offensive line, getting us really, I think, one of the best tight ends in the league right now in Martellus with his ability to catch passes and his ability to block, and Kyle Long in the draft. So we're making concerted efforts to improve the offensive side of the ball, and we just got to go out and perform now. As you saw today, very delicately. it's a juggling act, you know, but those guys are good. They understand why we run certain plays, and they're not going to get the ball at certain times, but they gotta help out their buddy to get him open. So, you know, I think we've done a really good job of spreading it around and making sure Marty gets balls, B gets ball, Alshon, Matt Forte. And I think we've tried to give those guys, certain guys, days off so that we can spread it around and keep everyone happy.
It's kind of a new position for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take that position every day of the week. I can handle that.